Hello and welcome to You Get What You Give, a podcast that dives deep into the awakening journey and process of transformation. My name is Chelsea Eden Dubow, and after experiencing a profound awakening after hitting a personal rock bottom as a result of a lifetime of struggle, it's now my mission to help people navigate their own journeys through the remembrance of who they truly are. This is the Transformation Space. If you're here, it's for a reason. Welcome. Welcome to episode 14. And if you could tell by my voice, I'm still quite sick, so I'm not quite sure how long we'll go today. But I did want to check in, because I did miss last week because of life and circumstance and illness. But I wanted to check in because there's been a sort of a recurring theme that has come up in conversations, and I sort of have found myself thinking about it a lot lately, and that's the impact of shame on our experience in this world. Shame is one of the sort of primordial feelings that we all have. And shame is usually around the primordial limiting belief, which is that I'm not good enough. There's a lot of shame that comes up when we think about not being good enough. It's associated with not keeping up, not pulling our own weight, being a failure, various other things. There's a lot of shadows that sort of are surrounding this particular limiting belief. And shame exists in our psyche, in our bodies, even if we're not necessarily aware of it. In fact, that's the case for so many things that keep us sort of trapped in repeating cycles, things that we have within us and that are running in the operating system that we might not be aware of. Shame being one of the biggest ones. I myself have struggled with shame for almost my entire life, but I never called it shame. To me, it just went back to never feeling good enough, never being enough, which after quite a lot of inner work and my own journey and, you know, meditations and channeling, journaling, the whole thing, you can see the ties, the close ties between the primordial limiting beliefs that go back to our source trauma and the way it changes how we interact with the world and ourselves. So often when you go back and you examine your life and look at it under the lens of, okay, let's see what the cascading effect of trauma has had in my life and what limiting beliefs have been the result of those traumas. Going back to that source trauma, that one thing that happened that really laid the foundation for the rest of your life, that is often where shame is found. And it certainly was the case for me. I would hazard a guess that it is often the case for most. The collective consciousness is one of shame, really, when you think about it. And so where the collective consciousness reflects a certain theme, you can rest assured that that's going to be reflected in the individual consciousness of individual beings as well. Take the collective consciousness limiting belief around money, because there's a lot of them. You know, money is scarce. Money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work exceptionally hard for money. People with money are greedy. They're selfish individuals and that sort of thing. That collective consciousness limiting belief exists in the individual as well, which is why there's often a lot of shame around money as well. Whether you're not good with it or whether you're too good with it, and you know, there's shame that comes with that too. There's a lot of shame that comes with failure, but there's also shame that comes around success as well, which we don't seem to talk about very often. But again, that goes kind of into the discussion around perfectionism. And while you can certainly achieve success, external success with perfectionism, often there's a lot of internal turmoil that results because of it. Anyway, back to shame. When I talk about shame, what comes up for you? So when you think about decisions or moments in your life where you have felt ashamed, what are those moments? What was it, so, because of something that you did? Or was it because of something that someone else did? Because, you know, it's so funny, the human condition, because we can often feel just as much shame for something that someone else did, usually to us, than we can for something that we did. So just think about that for a moment. Where in your life does that trauma, that shame live? Of course, this would have come when you were younger than you are now. And think about that moment as the observer. So call in the witness and just say to the witness, let's look at this from a neutral perspective, and we're just going to observe the event and see what happened. So just really be in your body for this and just take note of the feelings that come up, and depending on what happened, what the event was, you might start to notice heat, might feel flushed with anger. That can also be a part of the shame as well. So see how your body reacts and see how your body responds to going back to that moment. And just remember to breathe. Because you're in a safe space during this exercise, okay? What we're trying to do is we're trying to examine a moment in your life where something happened to make you feel shame. And I want you to get familiar, and I want you to become aware of what shame feels like in the body. So in thinking about this moment now, whether it's something that you did or something that happened to you that elicited these feelings of shame, I want you to ask yourself, what limiting belief arose as a direct result of that event? What is something that you haven't been paying attention to that you need to pay attention to? Maybe that limiting belief is more nuanced than something like I'm not good enough, because I'm not good enough is sort of the umbrella, and underneath that umbrella there lives a lot of smaller, not in terms of their impact, but it branches out like a tree. If I'm not good enough is the trunk, all the branches are all the different possibilities and aspects of that limiting belief, and there can be so many. Maybe your shame, your limiting belief as a result of that incident is, I can't be trusted. People can't be trusted. People are always going to disappoint me. I'm dirty, disgusting. There are so many variations, each of them impactful. So just sit for a moment and just breathe through the recollection, breathe through the feelings that come up in your body. And we're just going to be with each other as we go through this together. So coming back together now, what came up for you? What else came up for you? What else came up in your body? Did you notice any feelings that you weren't aware of? Maybe some insights arose that are helpful or upsetting. That can also be the case. It's important to remember that no matter what comes up for you, it's all perfect. You are always exactly where you are supposed to be. And let me tell you, if you're frustrated by that statement, I can't tell you how often I frustrate myself when I am in a less than desirable situation. And I tell myself that. There is no time in our life where things are going to be absolutely perfection. Because human beings don't actually want that. We're here to undergo pressure, to endure pain, pleasure, joy, sadness, the full spectrum of life, including shame. Because I believe that our darkness, those moments of discomfort, the dark night of the soul, everything, it is actually also our light. The darkness is the light. And so when we come across these feelings in the body where we want to crawl out of our own skin because it's so uncomfortable and so painful, allow yourself to go inside, to go inward and feel your way through that discomfort. I used to run away from it using alcohol, you know, going through the binging and purging cycles of bulimia, the whole thing, self-medicating to try to not overcome the feelings, because that would indicate confronting them. No, I was just running away. The path of least effort. And it was only when I took the path of least resistance, the one that was taking me on a course away from the rocks instead of into the rocks of self-sabotage and destruction, that things really started to change. And a lot of that had to do with confronting the deep, deep shame that existed in my body and my mind as a result of a lifetime of making decisions that were not in my best interest or my highest purpose. But of course, you can also argue that because everything's perfect, I wouldn't be where I am today without having gone through that. And so there is truth to that as well. We go back to, no matter where you are, you're in exactly the place you're supposed to be, even in the depths. Even when you're going through rock bottom, you're there for a reason. You chose this. I know that's hard to hear. But when we think about the fact that we chose this, that you chose this particular brand of suffering, isn't that just a little bit of empowerment as well? Doesn't that empower you a little bit? Because the level of suffering that you experience is equal to the strength that you have within to overcome it. You are still here because you could. Because you have baked in an innate ability to overcome the things that come your way. And it's funny because this past week, being sick and, you know, all these things of, you know, the heavy third density reality that we're in just seem to fly at me all at once. And it's funny because I started to notice that I'm almost in the exact same place I was a few years ago, just circumstantially, not necessarily of the same mind. And for the briefest of moments, I saw myself reacting as though I was that person of a few years ago. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's why it's felt so hard recently. I am getting a chance to feel into the person that I was from a place where I am. And I started to cry because I knew that this was by design, a chance to recognize how far I've come in this journey. And so I think another really critical aspect of this whole journey and perhaps of this whole conversation, I know we started off by talking about shame and that kind of thing, but is that we need to remember to celebrate the little wins that we have. And a little win can be as simple as being aware of something that you're doing that is not in your highest good. Because if you're aware of it and you want to change it, that's also an indication of your continued evolution, your continued journey forward. And what a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful thing. And so, with that in mind, please go forward in your week. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate. Remember to take time, even just a few minutes a day, to go through a bit of a gratitude practice. What is it that you're thankful for? For me, it's the sound of my son's laughter. I think of that and it instantly makes me grateful for every little thing, every harsh word I endure or near miss on the road or every irritation in life. It's all worth it. For the absolute beauty that we get to experience alongside all of the darkness, it's all part of this intricate dance, this spiral up toward infinity, as we have so many lifetimes and hours to continue to learn and grow. So remember to celebrate yourself, your small wins, feel into your body in those difficult moments. And remember, your darkness is your light, and you are loved beyond measure.
Thank you for joining me on You Get What You Give. For more information about Eden's Gate Spiritual Academy, please visit the website at edensgate.ca. Until next time, and remember, you are loved beyond measure.